Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I have a very important question. In a relationship, are Christmas lists lazy or are they literally genius?
She's a 10-year-old who's really savvy. Jess gets advice with Dear Abby.
106.5.
Okay, we'll go with it. I just don't know where this is going to go today. So this is called Dear Abby. In case you don't know who Abby is, do you want to explain?
Abby's my 10-year-old niece, and she lives in California. And she always likes to give her opinion whether we ask for it or not. And so now we've just made a segment of it.
So what is happening?
Okay, I need to know, am I a bad partner for just wanting to get a Christmas list from Garage Boy instead of coming up with something out of left field and hoping he likes it?
Got it.
Yes. Can I ask you for some advice?
Yes.
In a relationship, do you want to give your partner a list of things that you just want for Christmas, or do you think they should be creative and just pick something out themselves to surprise you? I like Christmas lists. I like someone telling me exactly what they want, so I know I'm getting exactly what they want, and I prefer it that way. I just don't know if someone else would find that as almost like being like a bad partner for doing that.
You aren't a bad partner for doing this, but I would just rather have me go on Amazon, pick out, like, put cute things in the cart, and then give it to my partner and be like, here, that's my Christmas list. Then they give me, like, a squishmallow or something.
Yeah, but you used to like those.
Exactly, that's the thing. And, like, they wouldn't know. They'd be like, oh, you just like squishmallows here.
Mm-hmm. So Christmas list, easy peasy lemon squeezy, that's the way to go.
Exactly.
Thanks, Ab. Love you.
Do you think it's a bad sign, though, if you don't already have something in mind? For some reason, so when I was married, nothing felt less fulfilling than getting a list from my ex-wife and her just being like, go buy this for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
First,
that's
like,
exactly what I want. Give me the QR code, baby.
You're not telling
me. Let me scan that right now.
How special would it feel, though? Let's say for in your case, Christmas morning, you unwrap something and Garage Boy is giving you something that, like, maybe you had mentioned 6 months before or something that was so near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
Tell me that doesn't light you up a million times more than having literally three pairs of shoes you asked for. Like, oh, surprise. Oh, who knew? It's the shoes I asked for.
I don't know. Okay. And maybe this is, like, just selfish of me. I want the joy of getting him exactly what he wants. I like that. I want a list from him and for him to be like, this is what I want from here, this is what I want from there, and me get that for him exactly. I honestly don't care what he gets me.
I'd be curious about this, and let's grab phone calls really quick. 410-583-1065. Do you want your partner to get you something from the heart? Jen from Pasadena, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you make a list for your partner, or do you let him go rogue?
I make a list.
And
a different way to make a list.
And why? Well, why do you make a list? Why not just let him go out there and say, oh my God, Jen, the love of my life, I know you better than I know myself.
Yeah,
some
why
days.
Is this important for you, the list?
Well, you know, it goes both ways. I want to be happy when I open my Christmas box. Mm-hmm. I don't...
Jen, Pasadena cell phone service is terrible this morning.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I'm in Pasadena.
the cell service, somebody needs to get on this. Verizon, get on this fast.
Okay, so wait, why do we need the list in your life?
We need the list because I want to be happy and I want to make him happy.
But do you not trust
him? Isn't that the point of being together, making each other happy?
Yes. And if I go rogue, I never know if it's going to be something he really likes or not.
Exactly. And like, you know, you can tell there's a different laugh and there's a different sparkle in the eye when they are appreciative and when they're lit about what they got.
Your partner should know you better, like, well enough to get you the right gift, right? Like, are you scared if he goes rogue that it's going to be the wrong thing?
Yes.
You just can't even trust it.
But I'm going to be happy whatever he gets me, but I don't want to get the wrong thing for him.
Yeah.
I don't think I believe you.
I think that's sweet.
I don't think I believe you, Jen, when you say you're going to be happy with whatever he gives you, but okay. 410-583-1065.
This is Gigi on line one.
Hi, Gigi. Good morning.
Gigi, are you there?
Why are we having the world's worst phone problems today?
I know.
I don't know what in the world is. Let's continue this conversation. I mean, I just feel like it's a little lazy. You should kind of know your partner well enough to know what to get them for the holidays without having to go over the list. Mike, did the holiday list, they just seem lazy in relationships?
As a veteran of a 21-year marriage, the list is the GPS to happiness.
There you go. The list is actually the key. The list is the key.
What do you mean by this?
If you want to get to where you're going, you will follow the GPS. Now, on the way, if you do find a nice little eatery or something like that, meaning a present that will go with what's on the list,
yes,
then that's a bonus. So to make both of you happy, you can get something that's not on the list and follow the list.
So, right.
But you're telling me you'd be a dummy in
to
a
not
relationship
follow to directions. Not.
So like, if she gave you a list of 100 items, you'd be damned to go at least off that list completely, right?
I would say 100% because we've been married 21 years. We've tried it without the list. The bigger disappointment is getting something that's not what she wanted, he or she wanted, and then watching them not use it for 21 years.
Okay. Exactly. So back to my point, the list is not lazy. The list is genius.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.